The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, May 30th, Memorial Day with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
How are you? Hey, look, today's Memorial Day. You know, I know it's a traditional day for everybody to be off, and everybody but Bad Bob Belongi and Linda and I are off. And, well, we have some guests today, too, that are coming in. But
and we start by thanking everybody for their service. Bob Belongi, of course, understands that, you know, on Memorial Day, it is a day that a lot of barbecues happen, a lot of, you know, people on the lake, sales at the mall, sales in stores, you know, mattresses, you name it, a lot of things that are related to Memorial Day. However, Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, thus Memorial Day, of those who served our country. So we love when people post pictures of their grandfathers, their uncles, their brothers, their dads, their moms, their sisters. And you've had several people in your family, Carl, that have served.
Well, I've had people serving in my family all the way back through the Civil War that we know of. It could be more than that. Do you have the weather here today? Or
absolutely. It's going to be 99 today, folks. And that's gotten hotter than what we thought it was. And I think that may be what Carl was looking for when you got the four faces up there, Bob. It's currently 70 degrees, but we look like, you know, it's fluctuating here between 95 and 99 today. So stay hydrated. Bring out your sunblock. Keep yourself covered. This is that day that you get that Memorial Day zap. We don't want to have any, you know, sun sickness here. So as the week progresses, you know, we're Tuesday and Wednesday are officially hot. We were going to reach over the 100 degree figure there. So anyway, so that's the temperature today. Currently 70, going to be 99. Lows of 67 tonight. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kinney, locally owned, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Let's talk about where did Memorial Day come from? It started in right after the Civil War. And it started in a town called Waterloo. It's unclear exactly where it originated, but they said in 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, as the official birthplace of Memorial Day. And they first celebrated the day on May 5th, 1866. And it was chosen to host an annual community-wide event during which businesses closed and residents decorated the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. Then on May 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month. The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in the defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. The date of Declaration Day, as he called it, was chosen because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. And then on the first Declaration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington Cemetery. 5,000 participants decorated the graves of 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers. Then they started, many of the northern states held similar commemorative events and reprised the tradition in subsequent years. By 1890, each one had made Decoration Day an official state holiday. The southern states continued to honor their dead on separate days until after World War I. Memorial Day, gradually as it came to be known, originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. But during World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all wars. It continued to be observed on May 30th, the date Logan had selected, but in 1968, Congress passed a Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May, in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. The change went into effect in 1971. I see something wrong with this, but okay. The same law also declared Memorial Day a federal holiday. Cities and towns across the United States, as you know, pay homage to our fallen veterans on this day. And it also is kind of like the traditional opening of summer, but it's more than just a three-day weekend with barbecues. It's more than barbecue day. That young man, Preston Sharp, who's gone around all over, he's been down at the
pretty amazing
at the cemeteries, putting out flags and flowers on every one of these. What an amazing young man he is right here in Redding. Now, we have observations here.
I would like to add something as well. Can you turn me up a little bit there on my headphones? Yesterday in the opinion page, Silas Lyon turned over his the editor turned over his column to a guy by the name of Patrick Carr. And he, at a Memorial Day luncheon at the Civic,
He'll be speaking today.
So one of the things, I want to read this last two bits here, as he says at the end of this, as I get older, I sometimes find myself a bit maudlin at the thought of my father's ordeal during and after the war. I think of some of the guys I knew during my own stint in the military, at least one of who didn't come back alive from Vietnam. So Memorial Day is very personal to me. It is truly an opportunity for each of us to step back, take a deep breath, and reflect on the sacrifices that have been paid by those who never came back, as well as those who did come back but suffered permanent scars that diminished their abilities to function physically and emotionally. So it is then and to them that we should raise our glasses and paraphrase the biblical commendation, well done, our good and faithful servants.
He'll be speaking today at 11 o'clock at the Grove at a memorial service. Now, memorial services are going to be at 10 a.m. at Redding Memorial Park on Continental Street in downtown Redding. Free breakfast starting right after the show here, 9 o'clock. And the 83rd annual observance includes speeches, prayers, music by the Enterprise High School Band, a possible flyover, and other tributes to veterans. Retired Navy Senior Chief Rob Burrows will be the keynote speaker, while guest speakers are Fred Salante, founder of the Missing in America Project, and Vietnam veteran Eddie McAllister. That ceremony would be followed by 11 a.m. by the observance sponsored by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council at the Veterans Memorial Grove. And Patrick Carr, who you just read, will be the keynote speaker at the event, and also will have lunch afterwards provided in the Foothill High School Band, Choir, and Band. And, of course, tonight at 5:55 at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at Gas Point up in Igo, military flyover, musical tribute to the Armed Forces by the Foothill High School Band, wreath laying, rifle salute, everything. The keynote speaker is retired U.S. Coast Guard Master Chief Petty Officer Michael Levitt. And there's another one also at 10 o'clock out at Anderson in the Anderson Cemetery. Then it also starts out there. So there's plenty of different ceremonies you can go to today. And again, it's to remember those who have fallen in combat. You know, we say thank a veteran, and that's, you know, it's Veterans Day. But today we honor those who've died in combat or from wounds sustained in combat. My cousin Jimmy, who died years after leaving Vietnam, though he died as a result of wounds suffered in Vietnam. My Uncle Jim, who was wounded severely in World War II, went on to live, but then died at a very early age. He had lost a kidney and his leg during the war. And so there were, you know, tracing that back, too. But for all those who have served, who have lost friends and brothers and sisters in the wars, and it's a day to kind of go back and reflect, you know, maybe perhaps, you know, when you saw them, how you remembered them and all this. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after this with Steve Baird, who wants to do things for our country. We'll be right back.
where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
God bless America, land that I love, and beside her.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 1460. It is Memorial Day, and so take a moment and pause and think of those who have served our country. I'm sure it's a neighbor. And, by the way, right up and down the street where the studio is right here on Market Street,
right,
they've got flags, and it's wonderful. We have a flag we fly year-round. Wondering if you've got a flag that perhaps you woke up this morning and went, oh, man, put your flag out. It's kind of really an important symbolism of thanking those people and remembering those people. And it is a powerful statement, I believe.
It is. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number beds are the rated number one in America by Consumer Reports. My Sleep Number setting happens to be 60 now. Linda, your Sleep Number setting is?
I've changed it around. I think I'm back up to 55.
Sleep Number setting is 55, and the reason it is because it's the best bed we've ever had.
the best bed we've ever had, and it, we can sleep and adjust that, adjust those numbers any way you want to, so you can sleep so much better. The other thing too is that, you know, with different things we're doing on all this long weekends and short days, is that part of being healthy is of course diet, exercise, but then sleep. And it's not just sleep for adults; it's sleep for children. And you have sleep number beds for children that when you hit the bed, you know, there is no movement after that. You know, we'll go to the side and that's it. The other thing too is the bed itself is guaranteed made in America, and the best thing about it is with the Sleep IQ technology, it helps you find different ways to sleep better. And right now you can save $500 on a Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. And you're only going to find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. That's right, right down in a Target shopping center. Go down and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there. Go down there, find the bed you like, though you can lay on it. They'll tell you how it can be adjusted, and you will never be sorry. Okay. You know, today, Memorial Day, is also a day that there's big things coming up here in a couple of weeks. And one of, you know, is our elections and our
election
primaries. So we're here with Steve Baird. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District as a Republican.
Oh, that would be great to go to D.C., but I'm actually running for...
But you're running for State Senate. That's what you are. Okay, I'm just totally, you know. And I knew that as soon as I said that. And I said, well, I wonder why I'm saying that. Because I knew you weren't running for Congress. I've got... Other people have been running. We've been having through here, so just forgive me. It's Monday.
So, Senator. So, Senator.
That's what he would like.
You have to positively throw it out
that's
there.
Right. That's right. Imagine.
On the white screen.
Okay, you're running against Ted Gaines.
And Rob Rowan, yes.
Yes. And I don't know who the other fellow is. I'm not sure
he's actually a local boy from Cottonwood.
Oh, is he?
And he's a Democrat. And he pretty much agrees with everything I say and everything Brian Dolley says, so I'm not quite sure why he's a Democrat.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's go back. It's always a refresher.
Okay. Well, I'm sixth generation California. My family roots are in Nevada City and Nevada County. And I...
Beautiful area.
Oh, it is. And that's pretty much why we've been crawling into the hills again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though my wife and I work in Sacramento, we live about 2,500 feet up. And trawling. We're basically about the snow line. And my family kind of grew up in the Bay Area, but a high school broke up down there, and they started parsing everybody out. My parents said, no way. So we went to Spokane, Washington. And we got to live that rural lifestyle mm-hmm. in the middle of the pine trees, in the middle of nowhere. And basically, I fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the University of Idaho after that, graduated there, did a small 10-week stint in Boise. And then came back down to Sacramento, California, and then started to slowly crawl into the hills. But I've been a resident of the 1st District as it is formed today for 30 years. So I'm kind of familiar with the lower end of the district and what the needs are there. But have been really concentrating a lot on the upper end of the region, especially in Redding and Plumas County and Sierra County and Lassen County, and trying to find out what their needs are and meeting with the people up there and kind of giving that back and forth. And we find a lot of it has to do with jobs, whether it's mining, whether it's timber, whether it's you know, military bases closing, and you know, and the prison systems. There are a lot of concerns that you know, especially since I'm running kind of as a pro Jefferson type candidate, that they're concerned about their jobs and especially their retirement systems, CalPERS, CalSTRS. What's going to happen to those folks who have had long-term employment, and basically at the end of the day, what is Jefferson going to do to that? And the simple answer is it's a contractual thing, and none of those things are going to be harmed because first Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution says states cannot modify contract law. So we adhere to what CalPERS and CalSTRS has already done.
But CalPERS is in such trouble in California because of the massive amounts of unfunded liabilities there. If State of Jefferson comes, I mean, don't you inherit that portion of it?
We inherit our portion, and we continue to pay based on the actuarial responsibilities that we have. Whether CalPERS and CalSTRS stays solvent will not be Jefferson's responsibility. It'll be the fund itself. But as an employer that paying into the system, we will continue to pay our fair share as required. but we are not going to be making CalPERS or CalSTRS solvent. That's the responsibility of that separate corporation that I think that is based in Delaware. That has
as are many hundred others of thousands of other corporations in Delaware.
Correct.
I was incorporated once in Delaware.
You moved it to Nevada, right?
Moved to Nevada. Yeah, moved it to Nevada. And then now it's all in California. Okay, I know that you are an advocate of the state of Jefferson.
Correct.
But, you know, that will take years for something like that to happen. So there's a lot of other time in between that things can happen.
Absolutely. And so Jefferson, you know, everybody's thinking, oh, well, you're a one-trick pony. You're just going to go in there and submit that one bill, and that's not true. I've got 98 different solutions online on my website. It's bairdforsenate.org. You click on the solutions tab, and you can read about all the things that I've been discovering that's been basically going on in the North State, and it's been affecting people so that you can do things within California and have a real, real definite effect on California's lives. For instance, if you have, like, SB 277, everybody says, oh, I shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't force inoculations on children and adults, stuff like that. And I believe that. But if you look at it from a contractual and a constitutional perspective, that's a property right. And for somebody to force something onto a property, being oneself or one's children, that should be patently illegal. And so the way that they're attacking these things with these feelings type things, you should actually go to the books on property and what the Constitution says on life, liberty, and property and the separations of what the state can do, and that's the way you attack these type of bills. You can't go up there and say, oh, look, my children, I don't want you to do this thing. I have a religious thing. No, it's a property right, and your body is your most sacred property, and for that, the government should not be able to force you to inject yourself with something. So it's bills like that that I'm looking to bring forward from a different angle that's less the touchy-feely and more on a contractual and property basis.
But won't you be facing the same problem that every Republican has down there?
Absolutely.
That it, no matter, you know what, you could have the cure for the Zika disease and introduce this bill so that, you know, here it is, here's the cure, and the Democrats won't pass it.
Right. But when...
Or in this case, they'd probably just steal it from you. But I'm just talking, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We're in such a state of imbalance. I know, which brings us back to Jefferson.
Correct.
But I think the thing is that your ability to, and this is what people look at, your ability to reach across the aisle and to try to convince people.
Well, in the business I'm in today, I work for the County of Sacramento. I've been there for 25 years, and I'm one of the senior managers. And a lot of what I do is negotiations, whether it's contracts. I mean, we want a product, and we would like a service back, and there's a give and take there. So I've been doing that for years and finding out, you know, a win-win for everybody. Sometimes you have to be very harsh with, you know, a contractor that's coming in, and sometimes you have to be very, very friendly. You have to feel the moment, and then you have to work within that. And sometimes it gets brutal. Sometimes it's very congenial. And so I've been able to work on both sides of that scale, you know, throughout my career, and I believe I can actually do that. There are pieces to Jefferson that should be very appealing to the South. Like, how would you like to get a supermajority for till the end of days? You basically get rid of all of your opposition in one fell swoop. And for that, you should thank us. And by the way, you call us the welfare counties. And as such, you should be happy to get rid of us there as well. So there's a lot of negotiation. We can say, hey, there's a lot of things that you want. There's a lot of things that we want. And one of the things that's especially high on their list is, and you've heard Southern California legislators talk about this before, is you're going to steal our water. And that's kind of a ridiculous statement because it's not your water. It didn't land there. So you have contracts for it. We have to convince them that since you have contracts, we honor contracts because we're not a rogue state. We would be one that was subject to what's ever written down. If you have a long-term lease, you have a long-term lease. So we wouldn't be running Southern California into the ground. We'd be a partner just like the other 49 states would be.
Okay. We're here with Steve Baird, who is running for California State Senate.
District 1.
There you go. And he's got, you know, and when people are saying, like, the one-trick pony, it's all state of Jefferson, it's not. It's He's got 98 different things that he would like to see accomplished. That brings back, I think, more of a freedom for the individual and more along the Constitution than it is in a, just a feel-good, let's spend more money type of society we have down in Sacramento right now. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, who's hopefully getting this day off this weekend. But who knows with Ted, because this is what Ted does, is he teaches firearms instruction. Teaches in something like 8 different counties, and was in 12, but, you know, said that, you know what, there's only so much he can do. And he is busy continually training people in CCW, hunter safety, and all the different other shooting endeavors that he teaches. All of his instructors that he has working for him are professional NRA instructors. All have gone through the courses. All are maintaining their status in that. And he is one of the very few, if not the only, instructor that will provide weapons for those who have not selected the weapon that they want to carry for CCW. And then after the class, he helps them pick the right weapon to carry. All this out of Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. Give him a call at 999-1822 or check out his website, readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages with Steve Baird.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, May the 30th, Memorial Day. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 99 today. This is one of those days you gotta kind of want to, you know, pace yourself out there. Bring water. Do not leave your little dogs your children, your grandmother, or anybody in the car today. They're going to, it would be very bad to do that. And if people see your dog in a car, they've been known to bust windows. They will for sure call Haven Humane or the police, and then they will come and just do, you know, take your dog or cat or your grandmother or your kids.
Wanna
you don't
make
want
sure,
this to happen.
No, absolutely. Want to make sure what you know is closed today. Of course, anything in the government, state, federal, county, and city. No mail today, of course, all of our schools. Reading Area Bus Authority, they are not operating today. Trash will be, don't put it out tonight. Wait till tomorrow morning or put it out late tonight because it's not going to be picked up. All the banks are closed. Most retail stores are open. Reading Rancheria, Tribal Administration Office and Tribal Health Center closed. And, of course, our movie theaters. Memorial Day is a big kickoff for the season for a lot of movies and box office draws. So, of course, they'll be open. And the Record Searchlight is closed today. So that's just some of the things. We'll tell you more about what's happening around town here in just a few minutes. But back to our guest, our special guest who came up to be on the show today.
Steve Baird, who is running for California State Senate, District 1, and his beautiful wife is sitting over there.
He has my wife of 28 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Hey, you're running against the guy who's been there, who is a politician who's been an assemblyman, I believe, and a senator.
Correct.
And his wife is an assembly person, but I think she's retiring or something or not. I'm not sure.
Well, she kind of termed out. I can give you a little bit of history on the gains. Ted took AD 6. Which is Assembly District 6 in the mid-2000s. And then when Dave Cox passed, he ran for the Senate and won that seat, the short term on that. His wife, in a special election, which cost the counties a pretty penny, backfilled that seat with her. So Ted and Beth were sitting in different chambers of the legislature. And they both won re-election in the next cycle. But now Ted is running in 2016 for the Senate seat again. His wife has termed out. She has moved, actually, her physical residence to El Dorado County so she could run for supervisor in District 1, kind of as a holding pattern while Ted runs for this seat here. And then he's already filed for the Board of Equalization in 2018, similar to what he did in 2014 when he ran for the insurance commissioner. And if he wins in 2018, the Board of Equalization, his wife, who has a Senate committee for 2020, will use that money to backfill him in 2018 with a special election, which will cost even more because it's going to be in 11 counties, so it's probably going to peak over $1 million there. So it's just to continue the legacy of costing the constituents money without providing any real benefit.
So okay. He is a professional. I mean, well, you know what? You know, politicians have become professionals when they're making 100-something thousand a year. And it's a lot easier doing that than it is sometimes out buckling for a paycheck.
Well, but he owns, you know, even when he's listed in the registration for the ballots, it says small business owner. It doesn't say that he's a legislator or an incumbent. So if he has a small business, he should be grinding away at that. It's an insurance business. It should be fairly lucrative if he's working the business. And he should make far more than the $101,000 that seat would pay for. But if he and his wife are making that, so you're looking at $202,000 and change, plus the insurance business, plus the per diem. You know, the per diem, I don't even know why they're collecting it. They live so close to the Capitol. It's not like they're getting any big expense. It's, you know, for me, I already work downtown. I can actually see the Capitol building from my office. And so I wouldn't be incurring any more expense than I would on going on a daily routine.
So were you incensed? Is this what inspired you to run? Or let's hear... And we talked about the other guy. Let's hear for our listening audience, as if they're meeting you for the first time, what inspired you to run for senator?
Well, he actually did inspire me to run for senator. When he said that Jefferson was, he didn't know how it would work. There had been years worth of research and been financial numbers out there. And if he'd done any research and listened to his constituents, his employers, maybe he should have, you know, gone back through that, looked at the material and said, yes, I will help you. If this is what you want, I will help you because I am your employee. he wouldn't do that. And then he signed on to SJR 13, which was a Senate joint resolution, which was basically a complaint to the Supreme Court for picking up the Evenwell versus Abbott case, which was a dilution of vote case based on population and age, and that's where the case failed. But they said that we like our representation ratios as they are today. So back in 1879, you basically had one senator for 22,000 people, and you had one assemblyman for 11,000 people. And now, if you move those ratios up today, you would have over 5,100 people in the legislature. So if the people who set the Constitution back in 1879 said, this is a good ratio, why not bring that forward? But now we only have 120 legislature for a population of almost 40 million. Even a state like New Hampshire, even in just their House, they have 400 members there. So they represent like 3,000 people. We have the worst representation ratio in the entire country, 4X over Texas, because a senator here is about 391,000. For there, it's less than 250,000 per senator. So we have a 4x ratio, and that's number 49. We're the worst in the nation. He believes that that is okay. And we don't believe it is, and so it's like, Ted, do something for us. Help shake this loose. Won't bother taking the calls, won't bother responding. Try to get meetings with him. He continually turns it down. That's why I'm running, to bring that vision forward, to say that representation for the largest state in the nation should not have the least amount of assembly members and senators than any other place in the country.
We can't have 5,000 assemblymen, though.
That is true. So why not bring it to a level that we'd have maybe one per every 40,000 or 50,000? Granted, back then everything was done by horse. Now we have all the electronics. There would be some sort of a grace. But to have one per million is utterly ridiculous.
What about one senator per county like they used to?
Well, that is the second bill that goes in the hopper for me, because when back in 64, when we did have nearly one senator per county,
mm-hmm.
that had you had an answer back. You had a true republic back then. California was a republic because the rural areas were able to fight the urban areas, and they had to reach a compromise. They had to reach a balance before anything went forward. We had $5 billion worth of debt back then. Now we have $340 billion worth of recognized debt and an undetermined amount of unfunded liabilities.
The state of California is quickly approaching a precipice, and we're getting ready to step off that. I don't even know if the people even know they're coming to it. It's kind of like, you know, flatlanders or flat earth people. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it could be true that when you get to a certain point, it's not just kind of a general grade down. It's that when it goes fast. I mean, is this a possibility that you see?
Well, I see that bankruptcy is coming for California in its current state. When you collect a dollar and you spend $1.50, $2, $3, you cannot sustain. I love that word. I've totally taken that over. They can't sustain that type of spending. So we're going to have to cut them things out. And those things are going to have to be, you know, wholesale welfare for people that do not belong in this country. That's a first cut that you make, and we're going to have to work it from there. They cannot continue to raise spending. They have to cut and slash and burn to try to honor the spending that they've had in the past. And I think they've overspent for our children, our grandchildren, and for several generations after that. This has got to be the greediest generation ever to spend future monies the way they have without any conscience. And I don't know if it's by design. If we look over the last 150 years worth of, you know, the progressive movement, eventually, if this all collapses and we become a debtor nation across the United States, that we'll basically have to beg forgiveness from the world stage and just become a minor country. So we've shipped a bunch of our manufacturing offshore. We became a service nation, and now we have a minimum wage. It's going to be $15. I'm sure the rest of the nation will pick that up, to where we start now getting rid of people, bringing on the automation that we've shipped offshore. We'll be importing that technology. And then what will the country look like then? It's almost like a doomsday scenario, and we have to start turning things around. That's why we figured if we can get a constitutional republic like Jefferson to show people how states should be operated, show the pushback and the use of interposition and nullification, that we can step in front of the federal government and say, this does not belong to you. It's not written in the Constitution. The Constitution is about 4,500 words, and this is not in there. It belongs to the state, and as such, let us take care of this. And also, all the states should only be paying for the items that are contracted within the Constitution. So if it isn't in there, you hold it up and say, nope, we're not paying for that. So if Mr. Trump gets in, it'd be interesting to be in his first cabinet meeting, because you say, defense, you're on my right. State, you're on my left. If you're not sitting next to me, you're all fired. And go from there, because they're not in the Constitution.
Okay, we're here with Steve Barrett.
And the phones are going to light up. Love
it. Who's running for, I don't know if anybody's awake now this morning, but that ought to wake them up. Yeah. Who's running for California State Senate. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They may be open today, you know, Memorial Day, but if they are, you can go down and see the best selection of jewelry you're ever going to find down at Four Winds Jewelry, where Linda's favorite little spot to go down and find baubles and diamonds and emeralds and tennis bracelets and all those other things that you like. Don't sit there and act like you don't know.
I'm guilty that I've been in there a few times.
Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 222-2750 is our phone number. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Republic. I like the sound of the word. It means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step, or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
Doug LaMalfa, you know that the things you said in this flyer were lies and gross distortions. You know better, Doug. Shame on you.
I know Joe Montez. He's a former judge, a veteran, an honorable man. He is honest, hardworking. He has done wonders for our community. Shame on you, Doug LaMalfa, for spreading lies like this.
Doug LaMalfa, you have tried to destroy my good name with lies that were designed to distract people from your terrible voting record and from your lack of leadership in the 1st Congressional District. You are a sitting congressman for the United States of America, and you have been given a huge responsibility by the people to change this nation for the better. You should be ashamed of yourself for stooping so low as to tell lies to win this race. Shame on you for substituting your judgment for desperation.
Beware of more lies from Doug LaMalfa. And find out more about Joe Montez at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown. Ready.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Reminding you, this Memorial Day weekend, there are three ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And then at Igoe Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. It's Memorial Day here on the 30th of May. Oh, Marine Corps.
Well, by the way, yeah. We want to thank. We were at Reading Christian Fellowship yesterday, and I'm so happy that we went. They did a wonderful observance for Memorial Day. And, of course, they did all the choir and the band and Joe Larson and the guys on their brass. They did just a wonderful, beautiful musical tribute. And, of course, everybody in their, the branches that they served in stood up. And there was an observance. So it's just wonderful, right? A lot of tears.
It was. And the Reading Christian Fellowship is still standing, even though I was in there for an hour and a half yesterday. Some people seem to think that. You know. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. Well, you know, the fact I was in church, you know.
I'm slow.
Somebody, you know,
I'm slow.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, yeah, Carl, Linda, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yes, first of all, I want to thank you and Bob for your service and all you do for the veterans in this area. And secondly, Steve, I want to commend you on what you have done for the formation of the state of Jefferson. It's so appreciated. Just want to let you know that you're one of our corner posts in this effort, and your state senate position would be so vital. And that anybody with half a brain should be more than happy to vote for a patriot like you. So keep up the good work. And, where can we get some yard signs? If I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, well, we have some yard signs in the car. I can leave them with Terry and Sally, and you can go ahead and pick them up from them.
Okay, let's go to line two, Coach Bob. Hello, Coach Bob, you're live. You're on.
Hey, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a comment that is dear to my heart. While I, of course, acknowledge Memorial Day and everybody that ever went to war, because I know a whole bunch of them, and naturally, as you know, I played taps at a whole bunch of funerals for people that came back the wrong way.
Yes.
I like to give kudos to the women who stay behind and manage the farm while the men are off at the battlefronts, because if they didn't hold it together, the whole thing would collapse. My mother was a good example of that. My dad was in the Navy during World War II, during Pearl Harbor. Not at Pearl Harbor, but during Pearl Harbor. My mother worked in the shipyards in the blueprint room down in Long Beach. She did her part for the war effort, as well as keeping the family together and raising my brother, because I wasn't born yet. I don't think we give enough attention to the women that stay behind and have to do everything.
Oh, you're absolutely.
That's my comment.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, without them, one of the things that happens after we come back from deployments is, and it's a lot of counseling going on about you can't come just back in and expect to take over. That your wife has been running everything for a year or for however long we've been gone, and that you come back in and try to start running things, you know, you're going to run into a lot of flack more than you want.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good stuff, Bob.
That was cool.
Bob, that was. Thank you so much. You know, and Bob's a great guy anyway, and of course he's a fellow musician. But Bob's got a real Bob is really female friendly, can I just say? I mean, Bob attended a breast cancer luncheon with me one day. Somebody who cares, who has a wonderful heart that remembers those kinds of things, remembers the people,
that's true,
close ones to him, and honors. So, you know what? We honor you for thinking along those terms and bringing it up.
Thanks a lot, there,
making
Coach
that call and having everybody remember those kinds of things. Thanks, Coach Bob.
Okay, Steve Baird, running for California State Senate. This means, you know, it's Memorial Day. What kind of, you know, the veterans in California, they try to do things. As we know, the National VA is totally messed up, I guess is the best word I can say. I mean, there are pockets of things that are working. I can't say the whole thing. But the overall bureaucracy and all this, what kind of plans do you have to help the veterans here in California?
On a state level, I'd like to see us step in a little bit more and take the monies that we're giving to people who don't belong here and really help the veterans, get them situated, welcome them back. If they need mental health services, if they need home services, there's a pot of money there that are people that are not Americans, and we should actually be giving those to our veterans, making sure that they're welcome. They served. We should come back and serve them without a doubt. And if the feds aren't going to handle it, I mean, the feds can only give money and do so much. But as you trickle down to the lowest levels, you end up at the county and the cities, and they're the ones that are actually providing the frontline services. That's where the funding needs to go. And there's a pot of money for people who don't belong here. Let's take that money and turn it around and serve the Americans who've served us.
I don't know, for some reason that makes sense to me. How do people get a hold of Steve Baird?
Well, you can go to my website at bairdforsenate.org, and I have an email address as well. It's steve@bairdforsenate.org, and you can go ahead and write me if you have any particular questions. If you want to learn more about me, a little bit more about my history, a little bit more about the solutions that I'm looking to put forward, it's all online there. And if you don't find it, you just ask me and I can answer it back to you.
Have there been any debates?
There have been 4 debates.
Okay.
I've actually gone up against Rob Rowan 4 times. Ted has declined 4 times. Apparently his constituency isn't important enough to talk to directly and get some questions from the folks. And so Rob and I have been duking it out, and it's basically, you know, Rob says, I'm socially liberal, but everything else, I'm a hard-stand conservative. It's like, great. So, you know, pick your flavor, you know, Republican light or, you know, 2 Republican heavies. And I plan to serve and serve well.
We need you to give your website again.
It's bairdforsenate.org, and those are in words. There's no numbers in that. So, Baird, B-A-I-R-D, F-O-R, Senate.org.
Okay. So Ted's not... Ted wouldn't do that, though. Senator Gaines wouldn't debate. It doesn't do him any good. I mean, I understand it. I'm not saying he shouldn't, because I think he should, but it does him no good.
Right, just like it didn't do...
But what happens, though, is when you all get into the playoffs, though... Then the debates start.
Well, if you think about when he went up against Dave Jones as a Democrat, having the D behind his name, figured, I'm just going to sail through this. I don't need to talk to you, Ted. And Ted was banging his fist, screaming at him, debate me. You know, and now the shoe is on the other foot, and he goes, hey, looks like Jones was right. I just sit here, smile, put that little dotted I behind my name, and I'm good to go. You know, nobody throws out an incumbent. And so we're trying to turn that around. The funny thing about everybody in the nation say we have to throw out all the bums, except for my guy.
No,
and so you do that 435 times, and you end up with the same group of people.
But it's something like 900, or not, it's something like 94.5% get reelected or something like that.
Absolutely incredible.
It's a super big number, and yet you look at the people who have the opinion polls on Congress, they're like at 12% approval.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's at 12% approval, how come they keep getting reelected? Because it's the other guy that's the bad guy.
Yeah, the 434 others are the bad ones, but mine is solid as a rock because I voted for him. So people would have to admit that they made a mistake. And I know who we voted for in the past, and we're openly, my wife and I say, we've made mistakes.
Well.
And we're trying to rectify that now.
Well, now you're running. So, you know what? Appreciate the fact that you are running and the fact that you're out reaching out to everybody and the fact that you're giving it, you know, you're putting it in, you're putting yourselves out there. Because, you know, people have, we appreciate any politician, you know, local types that are out there trying to change things. Linda's nodding her head, which is good on radio.
I love you, Monday. It's Memorial Monday. But I'm with Carl. It's you know, it's important to have an action. And do we have a...
Oh, we just have a request here from Jimmy. It says, please leave a yard sign. And we can do that.
That sounds great. Well,
okay,
so
you can leave a couple yard signs here if you want to, and people can come down and pick them up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But we are not, we do not advocate anybody here. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Steve Baird, running for California State Senate right here.
Thank you very much.
District 1.
District 1, thank you. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Reddick.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. U.S. financial markets are closed in observance of the Memorial Day holiday following a solid performance last week.
Stocks posted their biggest gains in several months last week. Rising oil prices and an upward revision of the gross domestic product pushed stock prices higher. For the week, the Dow Jones Industrials and NASDAQ posted 2% gains, while the S&P 500 index was up over 3%.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Authorities in Central Texas have found two more bodies along flooded streams, bringing the death toll from flooding in the state to 6. Harris County spokesman Francisco Sanchez says the Lone Star State has been getting more than its share of wet weather.
This has been a solid 14 months of a wet weather pattern that in the end is going to really be a historic event when you consider all the continuous floods that happened here in Texas.
It was unclear yesterday whether a body found in Travis County near Austin is one of the two people still missing. Meanwhile, an 11-year-old boy is still missing in central Kansas as well. Police in Mexico say they have rescued the kidnapped soccer player Alan Pulido. He had been seized by gunmen as he left a party Saturday night and was freed last night in a security operation. Some World War II veterans this Memorial Day weekend expressing disagreement over President Obama for his visit to the Hiroshima Memorial last week in Japan.
It was shameful what he did. I mean, he didn't... He apologized, not with words, with his appearance there.
That is 90-year-old World War II veteran Arthur Grabner. Animal rights activists plan a Memorial Day vigil for the gorilla that was killed at the Cincinnati Zoo. A 4-year-old boy slipped into an exhibit, and a special zoo response team concluded his life was in danger and put the animal to death. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
What if 1 million people gathered together for one purpose? Jesus. Be part of Together 2016 this summer on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. On July 16th, this generation will stand together with Hillsong United, Francis Chan, Lecrae, Carrie Jobe, and many, many more because we believe Jesus changes everything. Be part of something big. More information on this free event is at reset2016.com. Reset2016.com.
Striking Verizon employees returned to work on Wednesday after walking out in mid-April. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more.
40,000 striking workers have reached a tentative contract agreement. A spokesman for the Communications Workers of America says the agreement includes nearly 11% raises over 4 years and 1,300 new call center jobs. The agreement also offers the first-ever contract for Verizon Wireless store workers.
That is Linda Kenyon reporting. Verizon workers will vote on the tentative deal after returning to work. French labor unions battling against a bill that would make it easier for employers to fire workers and lengthen the working week are planning a series of actions to disrupt travel just as France is set to host a major soccer tournament. A string of strikes in the coming days will target trains, the Paris subway system, ports and possibly airports. A month-long Euro 2016 European Soccer Championship gets underway June 10th. Breaking news at townhall.com. London's new mayor, a Labour Party member, is joining forces with Prime Minister David Cameron in the campaign to prevent a British exit from the European Union. London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
The economic case is crystal clear. The evidence is compelling from the Treasury, from the IMF, from the Bank of England, and from many others.
Campaigning is intensifying ahead of a June 23rd in-out referendum, with Cameron's Conservatives badly split over the issue of Europe. He is opposed by several cabinet members who favor leaving the European Union. The search for a missing 7-year-old boy continues in Japan after his parents reportedly made him get out of the car as punishment. About 150 rescue workers fanned out in a wooded area on Hokkaido, that is the northernmost of Japan's four main islands. The boy has been missing since late Saturday afternoon. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Memorial Day, May the 30th, right here, and KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Again, 8:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. And we're here. Linda, what's the weather look like for today?
Well, it's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios. Today we're going to have 99. Our highs will be, so when you're out on the lake or you're witnessing a beautiful program that we're going to be witnessing here all over Reading, we have a special Memorial Day celebrations that we'll be telling you about in just a moment. Stay hydrated, stay cool, and stay clothed. 99 degrees today, lows of 67, the weather's currently at 73 degrees.
Always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, right over locally owned business, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Let everybody come in here and close the door. There we go. That's what we're looking for. Okay. Now, we're here today with Master Chief Petty Officer Retired of the Coast Guard. Now, this isn't just the Master Chief Petty Officer Retired. This is the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, the senior enlisted man in the Coast Guard, Mike Levitt. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning.
And Mike's going to be the guest speaker out here at Memorial Day out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And we're also here with Maddie Jones, who is the young girl that are you the one that designed this? Designed the poster for our Memorial Day?
Well, I did the painting.
You did?
You did the painting.
Well,
you are wonderful, by the way.
That's great.
Well, very inspirational.
I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You have you're live on KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're fine. And who? And do you have a message for Memorial Day here?
Yes, sir. I'm Tim Jones. I'm Maddie's father. And I just thought I'd call in so everybody get a chance to hear how proud I am of her and what a bridge that she is from our generation to hers. She's a patriot, and she loves her country, loves the veterans, and great kid. And I couldn't be prouder of her. The family and I are just beside ourselves with what she's accomplished.
Can you hear?
So far.
Can you hear? Oh, okay. She's just sitting here listening. I'm sorry, but if there was no expression, I thought, do we have her turned up?
Did you know your father was going to call in?
No.
Oh,
where are you, Tim?
right now I'm in Apollo Beach, Florida. I'm stationed at MacDill Air Force Base. I've been in about 17 and a half years now.
Wow.
So, thank you for your service.
This is close to my heart, too, for her to be able to do this, get this opportunity.
We got something to say to your daddy?
Thank you.
Thank you, baby. You're doing great.
When was the last time you saw your dad?
I think last summer.
Wow.
It's almost a year, huh?
So you kind of like, this isn't real? Is it like, has it hit you that he's calling in on this very day, Memorial Day, and telling you how proud he is, that you're a patriot. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He just came back randomly from deployment, so it's exciting.
When do you get to see him next?
I think winter break.
Winter break. Too far
How long
away.
You been there, Tim?
I've been here for about 5 years now.
Okay. Well, she has done, I tell you what, this is a beautiful poster that she has painted, and what a great job. And we're proud of you too, Tim, and thank you so much for your service.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you, guys. I'd like to go ahead and turn it over to Maddie. Let her have her moment in the sun.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Tim Jones calling from Florida, from the Air Force Base down there. Thank you so much. Okay, Maddie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we
no, see, Maddie can smile.
Yeah, that's the first smile she's had since she's walked in the door. You know what? We live for moments like that.
You have a great smile, honey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your whole face changes. Look at you. Okay.
Were you nervous about coming on the air today?
Yeah.
It's just like we're having tea or coffee someplace, right?
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, it's no big thing.
The cool thing is that the beautiful thing about, you know, what we can do with internet, what we can do with radio is that we can plug into our loved ones.
You know, I forgot to tell him that he can listen right now.
Right now.
If he goes to KCNR 1460.
Yeah, and...
They know that already.
They're
streaming, so you're being listened to everywhere.
So we have this poster again, and we've got a lot to cover this morning. We have this poster... that has been all over, of course, the North State about Memorial Day. And I really thought this was computer-generated, but this is a painting.
Yep.
So tell us, in the process of you painting this particular thing, what was going through your mind when you started with the outline of it?
Well, I really just got the idea when my grandpa passed away, and Memorial Day was coming up, so I just... thought I should paint something for it.
Now, did you do the helicopter and the person? You did the whole thing then.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. Now, what do you? You know what? Are people going to be able to buy these?
I have no idea.
Will you sign it for us before you leave?
Yeah.
Then we're going to keep this one then.
Yeah.
Because someday it'll be worth.
Yeah.
You know.
Congratulations.
$1.95 or maybe more. Okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, honey, and thank you. For what for that. And I know your daddy's proud of you. We're proud of you. And we're going to see a lot more of Maddie Jones.
Hoping so, yeah.
Well, but again, we're here with Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard. That's not Coast Guard. It's of the Coast Guard. He is the man, Mike Leavitt, who is now retired and living far away from the ocean. Wasn't there an old story from a sailor that said, well, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to take... an oar. I'm going to put it over my shoulder, and I'm going to keep walking inland until someday somebody stops me and says, what is that? And that's where I'm going to live. Is that what you did?
That's exactly what had happened. I took my oar, and I took it to New Plymouth, Idaho, and now I have the joy of rafting with my kayak and hitting all the rivers out there and having a great time. That's the water I deal with today.
Is that great? Okay, tell us a little bit about Mike Leavitt. I mean, where'd you grow up at?
Well, I did grow up in Idaho, where a little place called Fruitland, which is not too far from where I live today. I married my high school sweetheart. We left Idaho in 1982 and joined the service, and we raised three daughters throughout the Coast Guard. We've been stationed all over the country, with Alaska, Hawaii, all up and down the West Coast, East Coast, and down even in Arkansas, working the Mississippi River, setting buoys. And then, of course, the last job was just very eye-opening when I was the Master Chief of the Coast Guard and got a chance to, an honor actually, to represent our service after 32 years, working with Admiral Papp, who was just phenomenal to work with, and his wife, Linda. Family has been a huge thing for us to get through. Our friends have been huge because when you're going through there, life does throw challenges at you, as you know.
Yeah,
and
it's
that's
tough on the wives.
You need that support. Yeah. It really is. And
it's tough on the families.
It's a special person to be a dependent or to be a spouse in the service and to get through all those years. And so now we're settled in Idaho, found a little place out there and with a view. And she's got me working. She has me now because I haven't seen a lot of her. Got some sea time.
Some honeydews, big time.
Yes, Linda. Got some honeydews and been putting in floors, getting our little house together out there. But and then really enjoying.
And you got
the time
nothing you can say is like, you know, when my sister called me and said, hey, You got to take mom's dog. Sorry, going to Afghanistan.
Well,
then I made the call. Send me back to Afghanistan. I do not want that little dog.
Or to go to Valdez or to places like that. And, you know, we got five out of that. We've got five beautiful grandbabies that we
and we just
really enjoy that time. Right. It's special.
So you're speaking tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
And what Memorial Day means.
Memorial Day means so much to so many different people. And what I was going to try to capture tonight without giving away my speech is exactly what had just occurred here with Tim, Call, and Maddie. And then I don't know about her grandfather because she didn't say anything, but I suspect by looking at that picture that they both have a lot to do with aviation, and there's a salute going on in the picture right there. And it's about the support I just mentioned out there and about talking about the story of our veterans who give so much, who sacrifice so much, and even standing that watch is a commitment. Being away from your family is a commitment. And, of course, many have been in battle, and that's a commitment for many of us beyond belief. And so I think it's important on a day like today to recognize those ones that have fallen, our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen, our Marines, our Coast Guardsmen. It's very important to recognize that because at the end of the day, that really defines the legacy of our nation, who we are, what we're all about, what we fight for. And it defines how the world sees us, too.
I remember Major Megan McClung today and my last tour in Iraq. We were in Ramadi, and she had volunteered to be the public affairs officer. She didn't have to be. She had been a Naval Academy graduate, had done her time, had gotten out, was a nationally ranked triathlete, worked in a large agency in New York, and she was asked to come back on active duty, as I had been. And she was the, and this was such a strange thing. The person that was supposed to take the public affairs spot from another service turned it down. It's too dangerous. She stepped up and said, "I can do this." And she was doing a great job, a wonderful job. And she left us along with the convoy, another couple of Humvees, turned a corner, literally down the block, and was killed. The last person we lost. From our units right there was that day in November. So I think back on that, on losing her that close for us, leaving, and somebody that had come back in. As we think of all those that we've lost, that was the last one comrade that I lost like that. There were others, of course. But this day, to remember them, is a special day.
Yes, it is.
Just like you said.
Yeah, and that story you just shared with me right there, you know, and everybody who's, I mean, all the people, great people in our service, just great people in this country. You know, when you get out there and you're faced with that type of adversity out there, you realize that there's a much bigger thing going on than yourself. And I'm sure that's what she looked at while she was serving our country. There's a lot going on here.
It's
probably looking at her family,
yeah,
looking at her friends, what you're fighting for. Because there's some things you have to dig down inside to determine what it is you're all about, what it is you're representing. Each one of us do that individually, just as the story you just talked about.
Every time. Okay, and how did you get... So, obviously, you were invited to come down here because somebody that we know knows you, Daniel Myers. And so, you know, I think it's absolutely fantastic that
another
we get
great
you.
American.
Another great
Daniel
American.
Daniel Myers.
Daniel Myers, who is a Coast Guard, retired Coast Guard.
And been a good friend.
Yeah, and a good friend here to the station. So... Mike, do you go to very many other military functions? Or
well,
just kind of, I mean, you're out in Idaho, it kind of like things slow down a little bit.
Well, and that's exactly, my wife looked at me, put in my ear, could we slow down? And I wanted, and that's what retirement's all about. But because of the position I held in the Coast Guard, I recognize that there are certain events I'm going to, being a chief petty officer, yeah, I have to go, you know, I'm invited to speak at dinners for the young folks coming up through the ranks. And maybe you can share some knowledge through the experiences that you've learned, and maybe it'll help them out there. So you always probably be a part of that. And I want to be a part of that, be able to share the knowledge that we have. Mm-hmm. Understanding they do have the watch today, and I'm on the outside looking, and I got to understand that. But I am, you know, I'll go to certain events, like a Douglas Monroe event. He's our only Coast Guard Medal of Honor recipient. And we'll attend that up in Washington because I feel that I feel committed to doing that. Even though we have so many heroes out the Coast Guard, but that's one event mm-hmm. I like to try to attend every year if I can. But But we brought it down a few notches, and I've been kind of incognito, because when you do a job for 4 years, you travel, basically you represent your service, your families, and then you don't take very long to realize you represent all services. Because when you're speaking with the president or the first lady, you're working with Congress, Secretary of Defense,
and
all your service chiefs trying to take care of them and their families.
They don't see a difference.
Yeah, and there's really not a difference. We're all trying to do the same thing out there. But at the same time, when you're traveling the world trying to get the message out and you're taking care of policy and doing all these things, you'll find it's very fatiguing. Travel is fatiguing.
Yeah. It is.
Speaking could be fatiguing. And because it's mentally, I'd rather go out and work and buck hay at Idaho for a whole day sometimes. And
physical labor.
Yes, I'm great with that.
You don't have to think.
And then speak for 10 or 15 minutes to hope that you make that you sent the
right
message to everybody.
And the energy that goes in preparing and why you're on it, people don't understand that.
Yeah. They don't see me. You do. So you can take a look at me and go, oh, he's challenged. But but I have a great time. I have a great time with talking with folks and sharing the stories.
Okay, we're here with Mike Levitt, who is the retired Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, the senior enlisted man in the Coast Guard, who will be speaking tonight at IGO at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Be there probably by 5:30 because it's going to start by 5:55. Flyovers, all types of different things are happening. Of course, and we're also with Maddie Jones, who is the artist of the poster that we're using for Memorial Day and whose dad called her. Because he's deployed right now to Florida and gave her a call. So, everybody, be there tonight. Mike, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
Maddie, thanks for being with us. And Daniel, thanks for bringing everybody together here.
Great stuff.
Yeah, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Courthouse Square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Oh, she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Johnny Cash and that ragged old flag. I tell you what, if that doesn't touch you, nothing will. Oh, wow. Hey,
how many people think about, speaking of flying the flag? I mean, you know what? We used to, as a kid, I remember we had our flag, and it was a cloth flag, and we would pull it out on 4th of July and on Memorial Day, and sometimes we would forget. But we fly our flag every day. In front of our house.
And you know what they said?
It makes me feel good when we come into our driveway.
They say that they've sold more and more flags this year than they have in a long time. Now, most of them, of course, made in China. But you can look around and find that some are made in the United States. But, you know, but they are. They're saying the maybe a rise of patriotism is going on. People are starting to wanting to fight back.
You can't take that away from me as well.
That's
as
right.
There's a bunch of them in Costco. I don't know if they do it every year, but right on the main aisle.
Yeah, and then you've got flags right now outside the street.
Yeah.
On our street
right here.
Lining
our street. So.
And speaking of a great American.
Oh, we love this guy. He's been so great
Dave
helping
Twyman.
Us out.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Twyman Plumbing. You'll see the trucks driving around.
Yeah, I tell you what. This man, and it's been a while since we've seen him, and I'll tell you why. It's because he fixed it like 5 years ago. We were having some severe backing up problems, and he came out there, he and his son,
on
digging.
On a holiday.
Oh, digging and fixing and doing other things and fixed it. And he said...
Not just once.
No,
he's come
no,
to our
right.
aid at least.
I mean, digging holes deep
right.
and reconnecting stuff and putting
right.
new stuff in. And it was like, Okay, he says.
And on a day, I think it was raining that day, too. It was a holiday, and everything that could go wrong.
Everything was going wrong, you guys. You
came to our aid.
And as I said to him, we haven't had a problem since.
Twyman Plumbing. Always remember.
No, we haven't had a problem since.
I like to hear the success stories.
You're here.
Yes.
To build another success story.
I hope so.
You've taken over the Shasta Speedway.
Yes, I have.
Da-da-da-da-da!
Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because, I mean, let's just face it. I mean, first of all, the Speedway is great.
Yeah.
We love the Speedway. Linda and I raced on that Speedway.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's old school. It's like having the old rodeo grounds. You know, how can life go on without having a great Speedway in your town? What inspired you to say, I'm sorry, I'm stepping in?
Well, I've been going down to that racetrack since about 63 as a child. And have attended races down there over the years in the stands as a child. Finally got old enough to go in the pit area. Got a race car, raced there many years. Worked in the technical side, inspecting cars and stuff like that for Gary Cressy when he was there. And then I took a little hiatus from the thing. And then I got invited back a year and a half or so ago. And the previous promoter stuff didn't work out too good. And at the time, there wasn't anybody going to take it over. Nobody at all. Nothing. So I thought and thought and thought about it and got permission from my wife, thank goodness. So I made a proposal to the fair board and stuff to run it this year and put a few races on. We're going to do about 10 races. Unfortunately, the first one got rained out, so the one this weekend will officially be the first race. And we're going to go from there.
This coming weekend.
This coming weekend, Saturday night. We're going to do a Friday practice, and then Saturday evening and stuff is our show. We have the Pacific Challenge Series, which is a late model car, very fast car, very competitive class.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting, I think we have 22 pre-entered right now, and then there's always a few that come in at the last minute. So, yep.
You know, I'm holding out.
Yeah?
For the celebrity race.
Okay.
That you have. It's a fundraiser.
Okay.
That you have to get or buy cars.
Yep.
And then you get people here in town that are well known.
Yep.
And they raise money for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you do like a 50 lapper.
Yep. And are the two of you going to race each other again, or are we going
to? Oh, no, we won't even go into that story. That'll have to be after the break.
We were together, and I'm still paying for
that. No, because what happened is somebody hit so the fuel line went out. We had, was it a 200-lap race?
200-lap race.
And so the first 98 laps, we were
stuck in the infield.
We were stuck in the infield, but with part of our tail hanging out. So I had major PTSD after that, you know, and then we.
We're not kidding about this.
No.
And I mean, she's just made my life miserable anytime
I
mentioned it.
Yeah. So then we went in.
But then we raced the other 100
and
laps.
And I go, okay, honey, you didn't get to race because he was going to do 100. I was going to do 100.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you didn't get to. This is it. They fixed the fuel, you know, at the brake. They did like a small brake and you fix your car or whatever. But we had to sit there for 98 laps.
It wasn't.
And then we go in. Yeah, it was. And then we go in the back to the pits, and then we come back, and I say, okay, honey, you go ahead and race. So these are like, you're strapped in. You're mm-hmm. strapped in
oh, yeah.
like,
yeah.
This is not a seatbelt. You've got halter things strapping you down where your crotch is. I mean, you're like, you're.
It's a 4-point. It's a 4-point.
You've got
point.
Neck yeah. braces and like fire suits on and the whole thing. So he ends up racing, and I said, if I didn't scream and cry and say, please slow down, please slow down. And he was like, I think you're back in Iraq on a major mission. That's where he was at.
I think I said we're racing.
Yeah.
And down we came down. They had us recorded at 70 miles an hour down the track, 3 abreast.
Exciting.
Bumping.
Exciting.
Oh, I loved it.
So anyway. My turn next time, and I'm going to strap him in, and he's probably going to have wet pants, and I'm going to laugh so hard.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a break on that one. And
right.
We're here with Dave Twymans, who's just restarted
yep.
the Shasta Speedway. We're going to be right back after these
so
messages.
Proud of you.
But this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, where you go down and you lift a light, get yourself in shape so you can go down and race.
And race, because
and race.
It's a physical thing. Can't wait to hear more about it when we get back after these messages.
Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Eureka and Court, 768-1205.
We're ready.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Cypress Our Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Our Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Reminding you, this Memorial Day weekend, there are three ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium, and then at Igo Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. The heat gets inside your local coffee shop. Sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants and with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. Gotta love my nails.
All right, take it down, buddy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Now, we're in here breaking up, and Dave's look on his face at first is like incredulous.
Where'd you get that?
Somebody sent it to me. You want it? I'll send it
no.
to you. Okay. Anyway.
Okay, everything Twyman. Twyman Plumbing. Twyman going to be racetrack, bo.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. Going to be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Dave, okay, so you saw the you're going to have 10 races this year.
Yep.
And, I mean, the track was having some problems.
Yes, it was.
And everybody just said, okay, that's it.
Yep.
And then you've been around racing your whole life,
yes.
Obviously. Do you race?
I don't anymore.
Don't anymore.
Don't anymore.
Okay. We told you the horrible story of us racing
during
the break.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure you sit around and because this is going to be something that you're going to dive into with and have.
So, so what kind of races are we going to have this year?
Well, we got our local cars and stuff, which consists of our late model class. We have a bomber class. We have a Hornet
class.
What
exactly
class.
Is a bomber class?
It's slightly above an entry level, like a street stock class. Okay. They run a little more tire, run a little bit more motor. Originally, they were running a passenger in the car. I don't necessarily agree with that personally, at the speed those cars are going. So it's an option. They can keep
How fast are they going?
I'd have to put the radar gun on them and actually give you a mile-an-hour figure. But I would say that they're probably approaching high 70s and stuff down the straightaway.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey.
So you have bomber class going to some of the other classes, and we'll get to the phones.
We got the Hornet class and stuff, which is always a favorite. They're little small four-cylinder cars, kind of a basic entry-level type car.
Okay.
They put on a pretty good show. We put the tires out, make them, you know, slow down and go around the tires and stuff, try to keep the speed of those cars down. They are pretty small. There's quite a few of them. I'm expecting a lot of those guys to be out. So, yeah.
You know, if we have friends that do this, or they did this. They mm-hmm. they no longer do this, Richard and Edith Jones, but they loved this. They would build their cars. They had a couple racing engines, and their friends would come over and build cars. And I helped them build the truck that we raced in that time. And even at this level, I mean, this isn't NASCAR. This is just backyard, you know, shade tree. Let's build a car and race. It's still at the level of expertise.
Yeah, there's almost all the guys race down there have, you know, three or four of their car building buddies that get together, you know, in the evenings, weekends, and build a car, and then they start racing it. And that's their pit crew.
We have Chris Johnson on the line.
Oh, good. 5'3" tire guy.
Yeah, Chris. Good morning. Welcome to our show, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Now, Dave. Chris Johnson?
Yep. Yeah, he's one of our sponsors, came on board early, recently bought the tire shop, 530 Tire, down in Anderson.
Okay.
I'll let you talk to him and get all the address information and stuff from him. But, yeah, real good guy. He's going to sell the race car tires for the racers.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to have his tire changing machine and stuff in the pit area so he can change tires and sell tires for these
cool.
guys.
Great. Hey, Chris, have you been racing your whole life, too?
You know, I haven't. I did grow up in the community here, graduated in Anderson High School, and so, you know, I've spent many, many, many weekends down there at the racetrack watching, you know, the local guys go around and you know, with my family. I mean, it's an inexpensive way to have a good time, and, you know, we used to do it as kids. We definitely didn't have a bunch of money, so it was scraped together some money to go down to the races and, you know, have a great time. So when Dave picked it up and, you know, came forward and said, hey, I'm going to, you know, be a part of this thing, I'm going to take it over because I want to keep it going because of the same reasons, then that's when I definitely wanted to get on board with it. You know, having somebody in the driver's seat that wants to promote it and promote the community instead of just be about the dollar bills. So that's why we stepped forward.
Well, I'm so happy Dave did it because, frankly, I hadn't been interested in racing until that evening. But since then, watching local racing is so cool. I mean, they put such effort into racing. This is serious.
A lot of effort.
This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
And okay, so Chris, you sell racing tires. What's the difference between a racing tire and a regular tire?
Well, I mean, definitely they're built to go higher speeds. You know, they're technically specific, so. The left side tires have to be a little smaller than the right side tires, things like that. And these guys, they really have it down. I mean, what you're saying about technical specific cars and building these cars, they come in there and they say, okay, I need a 28.3-inch tire for this side, and I need a 26.7-inch tire for that side. So they really have their stuff down. And to be truthful, it's a little new to me on the race tires. So I'm learning from these guys as we go. You know, I brought all these different tires in, and they kind of pick through it and they explain it to me, and then we make sure that we have them available for them. So, you know, the race tires are new to me. Slicks, you have some that are grooved, some that are slicks, just depending on which cars they're running.
Wow. So this is something, so you're learning along with everybody else.
I am. Again, I wasn't, you know, a big racer. I just was a race fan, and I'm big on the community here, and so just being a part of it, you know, and getting to know it and bringing it in. And, you know, we have a box truck that we were using for service stuff, and I switched it around just to do the races for the summer so we could have our machines and stuff in there and compressors and be down there and help these guys out. I mean, I know these guys are, you know, everybody's on a budget, and, you know, they spend a lot of their money on these race cars, and it's hard for them to, you know, pre-order a big, huge set of tires or things like that. So having them down there if they need it is, I think, going to be very helpful to keep this thing going where somebody's not sitting out because they don't have, you know, they blew a tire or whatnot.
Well, that's great, Chris. That's really super. Okay, tell us the name of your business again.
The name of my business is 530, like the area code here, so 530 Tire Pros. And we're at 2101 Barney Road in Anderson, right there by the factory outlets. We sit just off the I-5, but you got to come around to Barney by Bueller Tractor to get to us.
Okay.
I purchased it, my wife and I purchased it in January. It was the Anderson Tire Factory.
Oh, yeah.
And we switched it up to the Tire Pros. Tire Pros is actually a national franchise, and they have about 800 or 900 stores now. So it gave us some more buying power and better warranties and offer more of the name brand products. So now we can sell any of the name brand products that anybody else can, and we can sell them very competitively. We don't get beat by price. And I think that's where people need to have a choice. So,
how about do you do truck tires? I mean, like commercial trucks.
Yep, we do commercial trucks. We do tractor. We do some ag stuff. We're pretty much one stop shop. We do oil changes. The services, transmission, flushes, brakes, power steering, all those type of maintenances that your car might need.
Cool.
And we offer some aftermarket accessories like lift kits and the fun stuff. You know, the wheels and tires. We have an alignment machine. A big part of our business is about inspections. You know, we don't push the hard sell to anybody, but we definitely want you to know what's going on with your car. So even if you're just getting a flat repair or a tire rotation, we'll still throw it on the alignment machine for you and make sure that it's straight. And, you know, we'll check over your battery and wiper blades and your fluids and stuff just to give you an idea and say, hey, you know, in the future, you may want to do this. It's completely up to you. But we want people to be educated, and then they can choose within their budget to be, you know, doing the things that they want to do to keep their cars maintained and on the road.
Sure. Wow. Great. Okay, Chris, thank you so much for what you're doing for our Speedway.
530 Tires. We'll see you out at the
racetrack.
Down
in Anderson. That's right. 530 Tires, Anderson. Okay, Chris Johnson.
Thank you, Chris, very much.
Dave Twyman from Twyman Plumbing is our guest, and he's the new...
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, but, I mean, he's the new guy that's taken over the Shasta Speedway. We're so excited to see that, you know, somebody has stepped up to the plate because, gosh, we would drive by and go, what happened? So we're excited to see the new energy come in and to see that it's... It's going to kick off next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend. We got everything cleaned up. We spent a lot of time cleaning and more cleaning. So new signs are up, new advertising signs. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to get started.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
At the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes. The flags go up. Churning and burning. They yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Burning fast on an empty tank.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
Doug LaMalfa, you know that the things you said in this flyer were lies and gross distortions. You know better, Doug. Shame on you.
I know Joe Montez. He's a former judge, a veteran, an honorable man. He is honest, hardworking. He has done wonders for our community. Shame on you, Doug LaMalfa, for spreading lies like this.
Doug LaMalfa, you have tried to destroy my good name with lies that were designed to distract people from your terrible voting record and from your lack of leadership in the 1st Congressional District. You are a sitting congressman for the United States of America, and you have been given a huge responsibility by the people to change this nation for the better. You should be ashamed of yourself for stooping so low as to tell lies to win this race. Shame on you for substituting your judgment for desperation.
Beware of more lies from Doug LaMalfa. And find out more about Joe Montez at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 30th of May. It is Memorial Day that started back on this May 5th, 1866 in Waterloo, Iowa, and then has progressed through the years until now, the May 30th. And this is the true Memorial Day, and it just happens to fall on Memorial Day this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Stop by there. Open Monday through Friday, and I think they'll probably be closed today. It's Memorial Day. A veteran-owned business, like I said, discounts for seniors and veterans. And then down the street, Classic Cafe, which is a veteran-friendly store, of course, or a restaurant there, and Millie and Kathy.
You like to go down there and get your chip beef on toast.
Once a month, I go down and get chip beef on toast.
Which is also usually called something on a shingle.
Yeah, it used to be.
And my dad used to serve, being a Navy boy. I mean, I grew up on, guess what we're going to have today?
Anyway.
Hey, let's talk a little bit before we go back to Twyman and find out more about the Shasta Speedway.
Twyman.
I like Twyman.
Twyman.
I mean, you know, you have trouble with your plumbing, call Twyman.
She calls me Bot a lot. Okay, the first observance today starts at 9 o'clock today out at the Reading Memorial Park with breakfast, but then they're having a ceremony at 10 o'clock at Reading Memorial Park. They have a 10 o'clock ceremony out at Anderson at their park there, at their cemetery.
They're both beautiful cemeteries, by the way.
And great, both of them are going to be. Both are great ceremonies. And then at 11 o'clock, of course, Veterans Grove out at the Civic Auditorium. And there's going to be music, by the way, at all of these. And then a lunch afterwards at the Grove, provided by Shasta County Veterans Council. And then, of course, tonight at 5:55, and you want to be there early, out at IGO at Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And the guest speaker out there is going to be the retired Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, the senior enlisted man of the Coast Guard, Mike Levitt, will be out there. And he was just here a few minutes ago. Of course, everything today is closed except...
That'd be some KCNR retail stores.
We're live. We're live because it's Memorial Day, and it's our chance to say thanks.
Thanks. You know, all those who served our country.
Who died in the service of our country, because that's what this is about. It's those who have fallen. Veterans Day is for all of those veterans, but today we remember those who have fallen. And if you've ever, I don't know, if you haven't been out to IGO, probably it's a good, just go on out and take a look at that and look at the grave sites out there. But if you ever had a chance to see Arlington, I don't know if Dave.
I've never been to Arlington, but I have been out to the one out there in IGO a couple of times and stuff. That's impressive.
It's very impressive.
Very impressive.
And in Arlington, you'll see burials going on there all the time, and you've got a half hour for the burial. But what they do is they bring up the horses and the caisson and the coffins on it. And in this case, it was my cousin Jimmy, two Silver Stars, wounded severely in Vietnam. And what they do is the band walks with them. There's a chaplain there.
The drum line.
They fire the taps, and it's a 30-minute ceremony from the time it starts. They then move off to the next one. And if you look around the cemetery, you'll see at least one or two more going at the same time. We had to wait something like 4 months until he could, till they had time, till it was his time to bury him. And then it occurred, but it's a very moving ceremony. So, and that's at Arlington, and they're quickly running out of space there. Which, by the way, Arlington used to be the home of Robert E. Lee's wife, and this was their plantation in Washington, D.C., and the Secretary of War hated Lee. So he started burying people on their property, Union soldiers on the property, to make sure that they never came back. Yeah.
Oh, that'd make you not come back.
Yeah. And then it became the National Cemetery. But that used to be Robert E. Lee's family's
But if you ever get a chance to go to Washington and see, that's a daytime day or a couple day trip, and we did a walking
trip.
and a tour, and then just
of Arlington.
You have to drink it in.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking it in, this weekend
Dave Twymans is here, who has now taken over the Shasta Speedway.
Yep.
And of course Twymans Plumbing. But you've taken this over because this is kind of an act of love, though, right?
It really is. And one of my biggest fears at the time was that if nobody took it over and the place basically went dark, that it may not come back and stuff. So we're keeping it going. We're not going to let it go dark. We'll see what happens in the next couple of years. I am interested in maybe running it for an additional 2 years, but we'll see what happens with the fair board puts out a proposal and stuff. So we're just going to go along here and get this year done. We've taken in good sponsorship money, trying to keep the cost at the front gate down. Right now, the get in the front gate and stuff is $7.50. However, I made a promise about $5 tickets, and I'm going to keep that promise. So our pre-sale tickets will be $5.
And where do we get these?
You can get the pre-sale tickets at the fairgrounds office, and Kent's Meats is going to come on board and sell tickets for us also. And
$5 ticket, and I tell you what, and how many hours of that? That's like 4 or 5 hours. It's 4 hours. How long does a race take?
Well, we open the front gate at 5 o'clock,
right,
kind of get the people coming in. Our goal is to be done by 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Just so everybody can get home at a decent time. The racing will start, 6 o'clock, give or take a little bit, gets our qualifying going. After qualifying, we do the national anthem and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to start the races at 7 to 7:15 promptly.
Okay.
And then we just run them through on a regular basis and get out of there.
So a couple questions come to mind is, who's going to be calling the races?
We have our announcer coming back and stuff there, Dan Miller, the voice of Shasta Speedway.
Great.
We're looking forward to that. He's doing a good job. He's been
fantastic.
Doing homework. Doing homework. He does a really good job. He's improving his skills all the time, and I'm looking forward to it. I think he's going to really, really do a good job.
And my next question is, I wanted to ask you, as far as the next generation coming up, the millennials because it's working on... cars seems to be something
that was
really popular in the 60s, 70s, 80s, not so. It's kind of something that's been passed down through generations. How are you going to inspire the younger generation to really get involved?
Well, that's a really tough question to answer because, as we all know, there's just not many of them doing it.
It's hard to work on your cars.
It's hard to work on the cars nowadays, and the availability of cars without all of that electronic stuff in it, making it even harder. We're just going to have to find something that we can fit in there. We'll start some sort of business class.
I wish there was some business class, or I wish there was something that, like, for some schools that the kids could get extra credit if they come out and they do a hands-on thing where they work on cars. It may inspire a young generation to bring it forward.
Because that's really a great question, because when I was growing up and you were growing up, I mean, you could reach in there and you could do things to your car.
Yep.
You used to call you guys grease monkeys.
Well, no, I wasn't even that. Shade Tree Mechanics. That was a cool name, though. Yep. Shade Tree, because you work back and could work on your car, and we'd go together, and we could race cars like that back then. But now, I mean, where do we get them from?
Well, some of the cars and stuff from the 70s and 80s, and stuff are still available that you can work on by the time you take them apart. And you're going to remove a certain amount of the electronics in those cars. But they're still around. But it's limited. I don't know where the next class of car is going to come from. We've been kind of looking at the front-wheel drive cars, maybe starting a front-wheel drive class of some sort. Yeah, we're looking at our options. We definitely need to have a beginning class down there, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Dave Twyman. We've got to jump off, but we're going to start racing this week.
Yep.
This Saturday down at the Speedway. We're going to be talking a lot more about it this week. You can get your tickets at Kent's and also at the Speedway.
At the box office there. At the front office there on the Speedway ground.
There you go. Yep. Thank you so much for keeping this going, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Thank you guys very much.
Oh, by the way, Twyman's Plumbing. How do they get a hold of you there?
Just call on the phone.
Okay.
244-6373.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you so much for being there. And everybody, please try to get to one of the services today. And we're going to finish here with a rendition of Taps, which is, again, a heartfelt thanks to those who have fallen in the defense of our country. God bless out there.
This is Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At Arlington National Cemetery, a solemn Memorial Day ceremony honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. President Obama spoke.
The Americans who rest here and their families, the best of us, those from whom we asked everything, ask of us today only one thing in return. We remember them.
Earlier, the president laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington. This Memorial Day will be remembered for the severe and deadly flooding that's gripping parts of Texas. 6 people are confirmed dead now as authorities continue the search for more possible victims.
Just in like Houston alone, there were flowing 4 billion gallons of water over the spillway. That could fill an Astrodome every 5 minutes. That's the kind of water that's going through here.
Francisco Sanchez with Harris County.